his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented the suffix of a woman who was married by a man after 30 days, and now we're misupik if she retracted, if she reneged, and she was mevatel the kiddushin. So what do we say? Do we say no? She has a cheskas pnuya, and therefore assume that she did retract, or that the kiddushin was a done deal, and assume that she didn't do anything, assume she was passive, and that she is married. So on the previous shiur, we discussed a raya, rataz, in Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, which is fascinating. And now we are going to move on again. This is based on Torah received from Moriv Rabbi Agon Agadol Ruchaimer Harwitz Shlita, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chuvis, in Simon Kufman Vav, discusses a person who is makdish, an object to hekdesh, and were mesupik if he was shoal on the hekdesh. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Ve'afte adayin kashe, da'yochel lishol hekdesho v'necho shemesh shoal. He could have been shoal on the hekdesh, maybe he was shoal. How can we say that it belongs to hekdesh? Maybe we don't suspect so much. This is the very least. The hekdesh was definitely chal. After b'sheila okor hekdesh meikar, maybe the hekdesh. We know that he uproots it retroactively. So who says that the hekdesh was vaday chal? Who says the hekdesh was vadei chal? Maybe uprooted retroactively, and it turns out it was never chal. Mikol mokom mikri cheskes hekdesh kedamrina biyavamis deirechad en neman lahayi dinishal makdish demikri tzchazik yisur. No, it's called cheskes hekdesh, like we say in Yavamis 88a. The neirechad is not neman to testify that the makdish was shoal on the hekdesh, because that's called a cheskes yisur. So here also it's called a cheskes hekdesh, that a person was makdish, and we don't assume that he was shoal. Aval behekdesh shchiv meira, that the chalos hekdesh is la'achar misa, ubefrat bepiresh la'achar misa dim chazir mikodim lochal hekdesh me'olam, yishlam dechashin lekach. But a shchiv meira is about to die, and when it says hekdesh chal la'achar misa, so, and if he was a chozer beforehand, the hekdesh is never chal, maybe there we are choshish. As when are we not choshesh? When the hekdesh was chal bevadai. But when are we choshesh? That he was okay? By a shchiv meira, where he was never chal in the first place. So we learn from Rabbi Kiva Eger that by a shchiv meira, that the hekdesh isn't chal. Immediately, there's no cheskes hekdesh. Aye, we can ask, havadai hekdesh? We have a suffix in a vadai. The hekdesh was vaday, and the suffix is whether he was shoal on the hekdesh, whether he uprooted it. So why don't we say it's becheskes hekdesh, ain't suffix motzi midei vaday? Smuch from Rikiva Eger, that since it's a suffix, if there was a maisa done to be mevatel the hekdesh, the becheskes hekdesh is taka batel. So let's learn from Rabbi Kiva Eger's case to our suffix, beishish and itzkatsha la'achar lamed yoim, v'suffix im chazreba. That a woman who was miskadeshes after 30 days and were misupik, if she retracted, why don't we say she's a cheskes pnuya? She retracted, just like we're misupik that the heilige shchiv meira was chozer bo lefnei moso. So that's a beautiful raya, but it's really not. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, you'll see that he just says that you're not mamid the chefetz b'cheskas hekdesh, but you're also not mamid the chefetz b'cheskas hamakdish, and say it's vaday of the makdish, but rather it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Kevin b'cheskas hekdesh misuffik en mosin a chefetz mirshus makdish. Since we're misuffik, we don't take it out of his rishus, but it's still a suffix. So therefore, as far as our suffix is concerned, we can't be mamid or becheskes pnuya, since there we're not mamid the chayfetz becheskes hekdesh, but it's a suffix mekudeshes. So from Rabbi Kivega, we don't have a raya. Reb Yitzchak Chanan in the Ein Yitzchak and Evan Ezer and Simon Chav Zayin and Af Yud discusses the psad that we paskin that in Nochri is Meisiach Lefi Tumo is Neman Lahoid Leisha Shemais Baila, that in Nochri who innocently says that a man died is Neman and this woman can, his wife can remarry. So he writes there a big chiddush that where there's a suffix if the Nochri is Meisiach Lefi Tumo. Since Rashi says in Shabbos 145b, your maskal eidus, that aid, mipi aid naman be eidus isha, is because called the mekadesh, adaita the rabbanan mekadesh. And he brings the name of the Shittim Ukubetzis, that also that nachri naman be meisich lefituma be eidus isha, is because afkeinu lekedushin. That Nachri is believed when he innocently tells that the man died by Eidus Isha to say that she can remarry is because the rabbis were Mafkia the Kiddushin. And that's also why we believe Eid Mipi Eid, the Eidus Isha, that the husband died because called the Makadish a died to Rabbana Makadish and they could be Mafkia the Kiddushin. No, normally we don't believe Eid Mipi Eid. So it emerges then that suffek misiach lefi tumo is a suffek if the kedushin was nifku lemafreya, if the rabbi's under the kedushin lemafreya, because misiach lefi tumo is because the rabbis were mafkia the kedushin. So a suffek misiach lefi tumo is a suffek if the rabbis were mafkia the kedushin, and if so, or misupik if the rabbis were mafkia the kedushin, we're mamidar acheskus pnuya umuteres lashuk. So she goes back to her cheskes pnuya, and she is mutter lashuk, because maybe there was no kedushin in the first place. The rabbis were mafkia the kedushin, because this aide said her husband died. It turns out they were never married in the first place. We have a suffix. Maybe the aide is telling the tznachri is telling the truth. Maybe he's really meisiach lefi tumo, and the husband's really dead. So it turns out she's never married. So we're mamid cheskes pnuya, and she's muteres lashuk. The Achiezer, Chelek Gimel. In Chelek Gimel, Simon Ches, his base argues and he holds that since until now she was Muchzekes as an Eishasish, she loses her Cheskus Penuya. The Achiezer in Chelek Dalid, Simon Sadi Hey, brings they bring there the Ha'ar of the Chazon Ish to be Matzdik the Svar of the Ein Yitzchok. But he argues for a different reason. Akopanim, we have Machlokas Achiezer and Ein Yitzchok. Ein Yitzchok holds that if we have a suffix, if the rabbis were Mafkia the Kedushin, we're Mamra Cheskas Pnuya. And Rabbi the Achiezer says no, that she's married now, and that we're sub Mesubik, if the rabbis were Mafkia the Kedushin, she has a Cheskas being married, not a Cheskas Pnuya. So now, let's go to our suffix. In our suffek, she was miskadesh eslacha lamed yom. V'suffek im chazreba. V'suffek im chazreba. So it's pashat that we're mamed her v'cheskes penuya. And it's a kal v'chomer. Madach meisiach lefi tumo. That until now she was an eishes ish gemura. And only after many years there's a suffix if Chazal were mafkia the kedushin l'mafreya. Vim calls that the Ein Yitzchak calls that were mamad v'cheskes penuya. So kol she came beneath the nidan that she never had a cheskes eishes ish. If she retracted and there's no kedushin, it's pasha that were mamad v'cheskes penuya. So from this case of the married woman, we can. Project our case. Then in that case, even according to the Achiezer, you can argue, because the Achiezer is there only talking about where she had a cheskes eishes already in the meantime. But certainly according to the Ein Yid, and therefore it's different than here where she never was an eishes ish. But certainly according to the Ein Yitzchak, who says that when she had already a cheskes eishes ish, we assume that the rabbis were mafkia the kiddush and we give her a cheskes penuya. Certainly here, where she never had a cheskes eishes ish, the rabbis we give her a cheskes penuya. So say according to the Achiezer, who says only there where there's already a cheskes eishes ish, so we assume she keeps her eishes ish. And certainly according to the in Yitzchak, where she already had a cheskes eishes ish, you remove that and you give her a cheskes penuya, and we say the rabbis were mafkia the kiddushin. So certainly in our case where we never had a cheskes eishes ish, you give her a cheskes penuya. So it'd be l'kulei alma. However, really, there's no raya, and that is that the reason by Eidus Goyim Nesiach Lefitumo, that the concept of the Eidus Goyim Nesiach Lefitumo, that when a goy innocently says that the husband dies, the rabbis were mafkia the kedushin, it doesn't mean that at the time that the goy was made, the kedushin are uprooted retroactively. No, it's not true. Because Gabe Bittul Get, we see in Gittin Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the rabbis were mafkir the kedushin, and it says they're mafkir the mammon. I mean, how do you mafkir mammon that's not in the world anymore? It must be they're mafkir the mammon from the time of kedushin. In other words, at Bishas kedushin, there's already a tanai of Chazal that if there's a matzav that he sends a get and he's mevatel the get, already now Bezin is mafkir the money and the mosar are a matana, and that can be derived from the Chasim Sofer and Ksubas Gimel Amid Aleph. It's a new pshat in the Gemara. No, it's not pshat. The rabbis are now making the most hefker. Mammon isn't in the world anymore. The rabbis are making it tonight that if he sends her a get, is mevatel the get, that the rabbis are mafkir the kedushin, right, when he sends the shliach with a get, and then when the shliach goes, he's mevatel the get, the rabbis were mafkir the kedushin. Pshat is that they made the money given at the time of Kedushin, they already made it tonight, that Pshat's Kedushin, if this such a matzav happens, then this money will be Hefker. So the same thing by Goy, Eidus Mesiach Lefitumo, that the Hafkas Kedushin is not done now with the Eidus of the Goy, after there was already, she's already has been in Eish Yisish. So we said it's a Kal V'chomer, according to the Ein Yitzchak, right? If when she was in Eish Yisish, we give her a Cheskes Penuya, and we say the rabbis retroactively mafkir the kedushin. Certainly in our case, where she was never an Eish Yisish to start with, we're going to give her a cheskes penuya. But no, over there, pshat is that when the rabbis were mafkir the kedushin, they were mafkir it retroactively. Kvar b'shas kedushin, chazal rekoveh, that if there's going to be a matzv where the goy is going to be meisich lefitumo, that the husband dies, kvar me'ata he mafkir ha'kedushin u'maisa ha'kedushin lav klumo. They're already mafkiyat now. So the court merges according to this, but the suffix mesech lefitumo, the suffix on the Shas HaKedushin. So she never was an Eish Yisish. The suffix was on the Shas HaKedushin lefnei Shanim Rabbos. Was it a Maisa Kedushin or was not a Maisa Kedushin? So if we have a suffix on the Maisa Kedushin, was it a Maisa Kedushin or not a Maisa Kedushin? Teretz is, we give her a Cheskes Penuya. But in our case, there was Vaday a Maisa Kedushin. He was Makadish or Vaday. We're just mesupik if she was mevatel it before the 30 days were up, but there was a vade ma'ase kedushin. Who says he gave her a cheskes penuya? So it's taka not a raya from the other rabbi. This, we have a very big chiluk to be mechalek, a beautiful, brilliant svara. That in that case there was the mesupik is on the shas kedushin. So therefore we have a suffik in the shas kedushin where the rabbi is uprooting the kedushin. Did the rabbis uproot it? In other words, we have a suffik if when the guy's meisich lefituma, that the husband died, we're mesupik was mesich lefituma. That means we're mesupik where the rabbis mafkia b'shas hakedushin the ma'isa kedushin. Was there a ma'isa kedushin? It goes back on the past, as the Chasim Sofer says in Ksubas Gimel Amud Aleph. It goes back on the past. It's not happening now that after she's already in Eish Yisish, we're going to go back in history and go on a time machine. No, already b'shas ma'isa. It turns out that there was a suffix in the etza ma'isa kedushin. So there we can say, give her a cheskes penuya. But in our case, where there was a vade ma'isa kedushin, so and the question is, did she retract? Or mesupik if she retracted, there we can say that you're not going to give her a cheskes penuya because it was a vade ma'isa kedushin, and you're mesupik if she retracted. So to summarize, we learned. And these shiurim, we had a suffix man was makadish woman lachar lamid, and then there's a suffix if the woman was chazeres babasech lamid, is she going to get her cheskos pinuya or not? So on one hand, maybe it's not shaykh to have a cheskos pinuya because the maisa kedushin was a vaday and the bittel was a suffix. So maybe ain't suffix motzei midei vaday. And we saw that if somebody gives a hasra to a nazir that he shouldn't drink wine, it's not considered a hasra safek, because we're mamidim al cheskaso that he's not going to do a maisen bishoel. He's not going to do a maisen bishoel on his nazirus, therefore it's not a hasra safek. So in our case also, let's be mamid isha al cheskaso that she didn't do a maisen, she wasn't chozer. And Mimela, she's married. She's married because a Maisa was done. And we're to make her a married woman, and we're Mesupik if she broke it up. And we also see like that by Naziris. That we're Mamina Lechazkoso, he's not going to do a Maisa and be Shol, so it's not considered Asra Suffolk. Let's be Mamid Ishal Chazkoso, Shalost a Maisa of a Chazriba. We wanted to be poshet from the taz that basar shenichbash b'cholav or mesupik. If there was, it was in there for 24 hours. The basar is mutter mishum cheskes heter, and the pshuto we're talking about where the suffik is if they took out the basar before 24 hours. So if so, we see that vaday there was a maisa of kavisha. Definitely the meat was put in the milk, and there was a suffix if there was a maisa that was mevatel, and yet we still say that there was a maisa that was mevatel. We give it a cheskes heter. So let's say the same thing and give her a cheskes heter that she also did a maisa to be mevatel and give her a cheskes pnuya. And then we said a deep svara to be doche that the nidun of the taz is different because the 24 hours are part of the chalai sisser. Without the 24 hours, there's no maisa kvisha. So the suffik is, the sharish suffik is, was the bus or usser or not? But by isha, the 30 days isn't part of the isser. It's just this man chalos, but the maisa was already done. Since the maisa was done, so assume that she's a married woman. By the basar, there was no chalos iser yet, because the time is part and parcel of the chalos iser. Or you can argue back that no, you can compare the two cases, because there it's talking about a case where you know that it was taken out, you know the basar was taken out of the chalav, you just mesupik was it within 24 hours or not, but you know that a maisa matir was done and you assume that it was done on time to create a heter. So here also you know that a maisa matir was done and you're just mesupik if it was done on time. And therefore, you could give her a cheskes penuya. Because bevadei chazreba, you just don't know if it was within 30 days or not. So in such a case, if bevadei chazreba, so if you don't know if chazreba, so then you can't give her a cheskes penuya. But if you know it's chazreba, and you're just mesupik, she was chazer by the nogeb cheskes. You know she was chazer by, you just don't know if it was within the 30 or not. So that could be like the basar of a chalav case, that you assume that was within the 24 hours. Here you assume it was within the 30 days. We want it to be poshet from Rabbi Kiva Eger, behikdish v'safik nishal, that there's no cheskes hekdish. That ata haya hekdish gamur. Rabbi Kiva Eger first says a case where he could have been Shoel on the Hekdesh, or Mesupik if he was Shoel, but you know he was Makdish. We say we're not, we don't say that he was Shoel, because the Hekdesh is a Vaday and the Shoel is a Safek. And you know he's Okel Mafreya, nevertheless, it's called Cheskes Hekdesh. That's Cheskes Hekdesh, you're not uprooting. But the Hekdesh Chiv Meira, where the Hekdesh was never Chal, there, only after he dies it was Chal, there, if you're Mesupik, you could be Mamedit Becheskes not being Hekdesh, because maybe the Hekdesh was never Chal. See, you're also, maybe the marriage was never Chal, because it's only Chal after 30 days. But then we said no. The pshat is that it's a suffix. In other words, you can't give it to Hekdesh and take it away from the guy, because maybe it's not Hekdesh's, but we're not sure. See, here also, maybe it's suffix Kedushin. And finally, we saw the Ein Yitzchak, that if a Nochri was made Li'isha Shemes Baila, and were Mesupik if he was Mesich L'fituma or not, since the reason a goy's name is Mesich L'fituma is because the rabbis were Mafkia the Kedushin, so here we have a Suffik Mekudeshes or not, and we're Mamin her Becheskes Penuya. In other words, even though there in that case she was already married, and yet we say there were Mamir Becheskes Penuya because maybe the rabbis uprooted the Kedushin. So certainly here where she was never married in the first place, and we have a suffix if she retracted. You're also going to give her a Cheskes Penuya. And then we were Doche that it's not Pshat that the Eidus of the Goy is Mafkia the Kedushin after it was already Chal, but already B'Shas HaKedushin. Already B'Shas HaKedushin, the rabbis were koveya that if in the future something happens, a goy is made Seyach Lefi Tumo, this isn't Kedushin. So Safik Me Seyach Lefi Tumo is a Safik Me Ikara, was she Mekudashis or not? So there it's a Safik on the Yetzim Kedushin. Was there Kedushin here? Was there not Kedushin here? B'Shas HaKedushin, so it turns out she was never married. Not that she was married, and now the goy is Mesiach Lefi Tumo, and now we go back and we retract it. And now we go back and we annul the Kedushin originally. Pshat is that B'Shas, now we look at B'Shas Kedushin, we go back in real time to Shas Kedushin, and we say that it never happened in the first place. It was a fake out breakout. So she was never married in the first place. Memela, Rebbein Yitzchak says, and give her a Cheskes Penuya. But in our case, there was definitely a Maisa Kedushin. There we don't know if B'chal there was a Maisa Kedushin. But here we know there was a Maisa Kedushin, so how are you going to uproot that? So that summarizes what we learned. Hadvarim hayu nifloim b'yoser, mamish. And I hope that we're able to revisit this and go deeper, because it's very, very geschmack. Thank you so much for listening. We should be zochel l'mod olam elishma l'atzla kaimus kol v'yisam al terosei b'yahav asif dover. Hakol nishma es halokim yirov es mitzvos of shmor ki zek kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.